In recent weeks, President Bush has seen his poll numbers slip to the lowest levels of his presidency. Support for his proposals on Social Security remains weak, and a growing number of Americans want to at least begin withdrawing troops from Iraq. The president has long maintained he pays no attention to the polls, and he sticks to a very familiar schedule. Yesterday, he held another event to talk about Social Security, showing no outward sign of concern. Of course, as NPR's David Green reports, when the president travels, he rarely comes face-to-face with his critics.
Here in an area of central Pennsylvania long called Happy Valley, throngs of people were lined up to get into the auditorium at Penn State University.
I think I would sell my left kidney for air conditioning right now.
Our air conditioning, because we opened the freezer and put a fan in front of it.
Nope, that actually makes the room hotter.
But other than the stifling heat, there were few complaints from a crowd consisting mostly of Bush supporters. They were members of the FFA, the group formerly known as Future Farmers of America, and local residents who were able to get their hands on tickets to the invitation-only event.
A friend of ours, their cousin, got tickets for us because he works for the Secret Service. So that's how we got here.
Monica Smith is a rising junior at Penn State. She says she's not worried at all about the president's drop in the polls.
I think it's just like one of those times in the presidency where there's just a lot of tough stuff going on with like the economy and Social Security, and the war is still going on after 2 years. So I think those worry people a lot, but I mean, I think he's doing great.
Mark Campolongo was also having no trouble getting in. The local contractor said he scored a ticket through the FFA and couldn't wait to hear the president. Recent violence in Iraq worries some Americans, he said. And that's causing some to lose confidence in the president.
Well, he's getting beaten up in the media. I mean, you get that constant drum of, you know, lost soldiers, which just, you know, you just can't hear that every day without, you know, getting some slippage in the poll numbers. But, you know, he has to look at the bigger picture and what's important and what's going to make us ultimately safer as a country.
Inside the auditorium, the air was cooler and the crowd calm, controlled. Commanders-in-chief are typically kept away from any protesters, and the Bush White House has been especially effective at screening them out. As Mr. Bush arrived, the full-throated welcome was earnest and emotional.
It's my honor and privilege to introduce to you our Commander-in-chief, the 43rd President of the United States of America, George W. Bush.
The president could scarcely feel doubt in that space. But outside the auditorium, maybe the length of a football field from the entrance, Bob Dylan was blaring from a boombox.
You play with my world!
About 100 protesters were sweating, admiring each other's protest signs, and reading them out loud.
Bush's Social Security plan is a big rotten tomato.
Police guarded the perimeter to keep protesters away. But it was possible to get through with a ticket, and some who were heading for the auditorium seemed caught between the two worlds. Mark McFall, a local drug and alcohol counselor, was heading in to see Mr. Bush. A past supporter of the president, he was asked whether he still approved.
I would say yes, certainly with some caveats, but I would say yes.
What are the caveats?
The war itself, I think my anxiety level is raising slightly with it, although I'm not sure we're seeing a whole picture. I have a brother-in-law that's a Marine, and what he's been stating, as opposed to what I'm hearing from other sources, seems to be diametrically opposed.
McFall said he's also wavering on the president's Social Security plan. He wants the program to be solvent, but opposes private investment accounts. Doubts among voters like McFall may explain the president's recent loss of political momentum. And where these voters go in the next few months could make the difference for many of the president's policies, as well as his poll numbers. David Green, NPR News, State College, Pennsylvania.